Find the meditation posture. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Now start settling in. Straightening the back of the neck, tucking the chin, rolling the shoulders back and down, tilting the hip just forward just a little bit to allow for deeper diaphragmatic breathing. Now go ahead and take a super deep breath in and then retain the breath. And now exhale. Okay, and then once again, super deep breath in and then retain the breath. And now exhale. And super deep breath in. And now exhale. Okay, good. Okay. So now, bring to mind some sort of repetitive behavior of yours that's kind of neurotic, that you don't like, that causes you suffering. So this is the symptom or the part or the mode. So bring up that symptom, bring it to mind. That's right. Now, see yourself in a scene, acting that symptom out, kind of being possessed by this mode. And now, see if you can name the symptom or name the mode, oh, this is my avoidance mode. This is my, there's no problem mode. And now, so there you are in the scene. And really feel into this. What's this like? This has a certain feeling, a feels a certain way in the body to be in this mode, it's probably not very comfortable. That's right. And now, notice how that there's also body tension associated with this. Certain parts of the body tense up when you're kind of possessed by this way of being. Where are the tensions in the body? What is this like? Okay, and now let's look at the mind. This is very, very interesting. Notice how when you are in this mode, that the mind has a very particular feeling to it. There are particular mind states that arise and you know them very, very well. That's right. Okay, good. And now, what are the thoughts that come up when you're in this mode? Certain thoughts arise. Also, I want you to notice these thoughts are very stereotyped, very repetitive. You know these thoughts very, very well. That's right. Okay. Good. Now, reflect. What are the situations in which this mode gets triggered? Notice that now. What situations bring this mode up? Notice that. And now notice how there is a strict cause and effect relationship. I'm in this situation, and then this mode of mine arises. Just seeing this clearly. Okay, and now see yourself again, in the mode, in this way of behaving. Now, this is very interesting. Notice how getting into this mode, behaving this way, believing this kind of worldview of the mode brings up other behaviors. Like it actually kind of lets a sequence of modes unfold, both in yourself and in others. Let's just focus first on self. What is the sequence that unfolds within yourself? And now just notice this with curiosity, openness. Also, I want you to notice how you know all of this so well. You've been through this 100 times. That's right. And now, what are the effects of you being in this mode on others? So you're in your mode, you're in your way of being, and then this elicits a somewhat predictable response in others. Go ahead and see that clearly. That's right. And now, this is also very interesting. Notice how this mode reinforces negative beliefs about self, other, and world. Just notice that. This keeps certain negative beliefs entrenched. Now, don't feel bad about this. This is totally fine. Just study this with curiosity. Okay, good, good. Now, we're going to keep kind of studying the impact of being in this mode on your life. And again, this is very important. No judgment, no harshness, just sweet, compassionate observation and study of your own mind. That's what we're doing here. Okay, good. So now, so you're in this mode. So imagine once again that you're in the mode. And then now, what is the effect on your work life of this mode? Just seeing this clearly. Okay. Now, what is the impact of being in this mode? What is the impact on your social life? So when you're in this mode, your social life tends to look a certain way. What is that like? Notice how the way that this has a very particular effect on your social life, and it's also very stereotyped and repetitive. Okay. And now, notice how there's a certain way of being, there's a certain way that you are internally when this mode is triggered. So what is your internal life like when this mode is triggered? Okay. Very good. And now, what about your explorations? What are your explorations like when you're in this mode? Do you hyper-explore? Do you avoid your explorations? Notice this. That's right. Just seeing all of this clearly. And now, so just kind of now step back and just see how this mode, this way of being, has an effect on you. And that. Now imagine how this mode, if you don't kind of work through it, it'll keep having an effect on you. So now imagine your life a year from now. And imagine that you've not managed to work through this. And then imagine what your life will be like. Okay. And now imagine what your life will be like 5 years from now if you don't work through this, if you keep repeating this mode. And we're not trying to make ourselves feel bad. We're just investigating. Now imagine what your life will be like 10 years from now if you don't work through this. And now 20 years from now. and now 30 years from now. Okay, good. Good. Now let that go. Okay, now this next part is extremely important. Really, really important. Okay. So now bring up your mode one more time. And now contemplate the benefits of your mode. I guarantee you that there are lots of benefits of your mode. And they're like, you know, very likely this mode of yours, this way of being, is actually kind of emotionally regulating. I want you to see that. Go ahead and study the benefits of the mode. List out as many benefits as you can of this mode. And to be clear, these can be just kind of like apparent benefits to a certain part of you. They don't have to be a benefit for every part of you. That's right. Keep going. And this is so important. I want you to see how you have a lot of reasons to keep this mode going. Like you wouldn't be repeating it if it didn't have some sort of benefit, at least for a certain part of you, probably more of an emotional part of you. So really see that. That's right. And now this is very important. See how there is an internal coherence. Now, there are some benefits for being in this mode, for engaging in this way. This maybe helps you avoid some sort of pain. And therefore, you engage in this mode. You engage in the behavior. I want you to really sweetly appreciate this coherence. Good, good. And now, by way of contrast, notice how there are a lot of costs. There's actually some harm that comes to you and comes to others as a result of coming into this mode. Go ahead and see that. Okay, good. Good. Now, okay, now we're going to get into a very important part of the meditation. Now we're going to start working on the emotionally corrective part to eventually bring about some memory reconsolidation. So here we go. So this mode, what is the belief about self, other, and world that makes this mode necessary? And then let me clarify that. So you don't have to figure out, you don't have to answer all parts of it. You can answer any one part of the self, other, and world. But what is the belief about self that makes this mode necessary? So here, imagine yourself acting out the mode. And then finish this statement. I must act out this mode because I view myself in such and such way. You can also try out like, oh, when I'm in this mode, I see the world in such and such way. And therefore, I must act out this mode. Or I see the others in such and such way. And so now this is the schema. This is the underlying belief. So now get really clear as to what the underlying belief is that makes this mode necessary. Go ahead and really get clear on that. You might even want to write this belief down. That's right. Okay. All right, good. Now bring up this schema or this belief again that makes the mode necessary. Now, say out loud, make a verbalization that really triggered this schema. It might be something like, oh, I'm not good enough, or oh, everybody will leave me, or oh, others will abuse me, or something like that, or oh, I don't fit in. And then just notice how triggering that is. And now reflect, ah, yeah, this is a belief. This is a belief, and I learned this somewhere. This is not who I am, rather it's a belief. I want you to notice that with total and see that with total clarity. Okay, now float back either to childhood, adolescence, or earlier adulthood and find a scene which, like, find a memory. And to be clear, this can be a real memory or a composite or amalgamated memory in which this belief was reinforced. Again, you learned this somewhere, so find one of these events where you learned this belief about yourself, others, and the world. Go ahead and do that now. That's right. Keep going. So notice where you are in this memory, how old you are, who you're with. And now really notice all the body tension. Notice all the emotions. This probably doesn't feel very good. Now notice all the thoughts that are coming up for you in this old scene. Okay, and now I want you to notice how this scene, this old memory, and other memories and scenes like this have actually affected you throughout your whole life, right? This taught you this negative lesson, and this negative lesson has been hugely conditioning to you. So imagine yourself kind of floating above your life on a timeline, seeing your whole life unfold from that moment all the way to the present, and notice all the different ways that you were affected. That's right. Seeing all of this clearly. And now as you're seeing this, feel into a quality of compassion, of understanding your suffering, and it was real. And also see clearly the cause and effect relationships. I had this belief, this got kind of programmed in, and then I acted in accordance with this belief. And this caused me suffering, this caused others suffering. And now this is very, very important. I want you to see how you are not alone in this. That there are so many others who have also experienced similar suffering to you. And real, and the suffering's been real. The suffering has been real for you and for them. I want you to acknowledge that and see that. And then feel into this shared humanity. Right, really seeing this clearly now. This really did have an effect on you. It really did cause suffering. Okay, good. Now, float back to this old negative scene, this old scene, this memory where you were treated in a way that reinforced this negative belief about self, other, and world. And now the perfect nurturers, these parent-like figures, are going to come into the scene and they remove you from the scene. And they take you somewhere totally safe. And now they see what you've gone through here. And now they attune to you. They kind of lean in, tilt the head. They see how upset you are about this. That's right. They really get it. And now, go ahead and give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this. Explain to them whatever feels unfinished about this, whatever's still troubling you. And they're going to listen very sweetly. They're also going to physically comfort you in just the right way. Go ahead and develop that seam now. That's right. Keep going. One more time, give voice to whatever is most unfinished about this. And the perfect nurturers are going to listen just very sweetly. They're going to comfort you. Go ahead and keep developing that scene. That's right. Keep going. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear about this, just the thing that you need to hear to start feeling better. So they go ahead and tell you that now. And you're very receptive to this. That's right. Keep going. Good. Now really make a deep impression of this. Okay, good. And now, I notice how you're starting to feel a little bit better, that this, the kind of heaviness of this old negative scene is a little bit lighter. Go ahead and notice that now. Good. And now, turn your mind towards your real adult life going forward. Notice how you're going to be more conscious of your mode, the mode that you identified earlier on in the meditation, that, you know, it'll still come up, but you're going to be much more aware of it. Notice that. And also notice how that there's going to be just a little bit more lightness and ease. Notice how it's going to be easier to connect with others. That there's a sense of belonging and ease. Notice how you'll be able to attune with others, really understand what they're going through, and how others will be able to attune to you. Okay, good. And now, go ahead and wrap it up. So I'll count from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.